Morning Watch. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ. Week 1. The will of God concerning the all-inclusive, extensive Christ. Saturday. Related verses. Colossians 2:8. Beware that no one carries you off as spoil through his philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. Colossians 3:10-11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, through whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Hebrews 10:5-10. Therefore, coming into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you did not delight. Then I said, behold, I have come in the roll of the book. It is written concerning me to do your will, O God, saying above, sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you did not desire nor delight in, which are offered according to the law. He then has said, behold, I have come to do your will. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by which will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Suggested reading. In Colossians 2:8, the expression according to Christ is very important. It indicates that everything should be estimated and evaluated according to Christ. As we consider ourselves, our families, situations, and environment, we should evaluate them not according to the tradition of men, but according to Christ. In Colossians 2:4, Paul specifically refers to persuasive speech. Usually those who deceive others are eloquent and persuasive in speech. Beware of eloquence. Instead of being taken in by a speaker's eloquence, we should ask if there is reality in his speaking. Sister M.E. Barber helped Brother Nee to learn this important lesson. When he was young, Brother Nee thought that a certain preacher's message was marvelous, and he was confident that Sister Barber would agree. Nevertheless, Sister Barber still pointed out that the message was void of life and reality. From that time onward, Brother Nee no longer appreciated the empty speech of eloquent preachers. May we also learn not to be deluded by persuasive speech. No doubt when the serpent approached Eve in the garden, he spoke in a very refined way. Be on the alert, lest you are deluded through the persuasive speech of cultured people. Only when we have a clear view of the place of the all-inclusive Christ in God's economy shall we be able to see through delusion and deception. Fallen man uses culture as a substitute for God. First, such a culture is a substitute for God. Then Christ comes in to replace this substitute with himself. Since we are no longer children, we need Christ to replace the element of our culture. This does not mean that we should despise culture. Rather, it means that we should love Christ. If we are filled to the brim with Christ, there will not be any room in our being for anything else. Every part of us will be occupied by Christ and with Christ. Then, in our experience, we shall have the fullness of Christ. The Christ who fills our being will replace our culture with himself. This is the revelation in the book of Colossians. Christ, the extensive one, must replace every element of our natural human life. In the church, as the new man, there is no room for any kind of natural person. In the new man, Christ must be all and in all. We should neither hate our natural being nor treasure it. Instead of trying to hate the natural being, which is the practice of asceticism, we should follow the Lord's word to deny ourselves. To deny the self is to ignore the self, to forget it, to pay no attention to it. Instead of either hating the self or loving it, we should simply refuse to pay attention to it. However, if we would keep from paying attention to the self, we must concentrate on something better than the self. This is the reason we need a vision of the extensiveness of Christ. If we see this vision, we shall concentrate our entire being on the extensive Christ, who will then fill us and occupy us. Because we are filled with the extensive Christ, we shall have no need of Judaism, Gnosticism, mysticism, or asceticism. Our being will be occupied with the vast, unsearchably rich, extensive Christ. Spontaneously, this Christ will come in to replace every aspect of our natural human life with himself.